As Ukraine remains under Russian bombardment, millions of people have fled across the border to Poland. The conflict has come uncomfortably close to Polish soil. Tomasz Szatkowski is Poland's ambassador to NATO and joins me now. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming on. Russia this week indicated that it would scale down its attacks on the Ukrainian capital. Do you see any evidence of that?
Well, yes, we do see evidence. And this is, first of all, this is not a sign of Russian goodwill. This is because it has been dictated on a battlefield. Russians have failed to encircle and take Kiev, and they have to modify their campaign plans.
The head of Britain's spy agency says Vladimir Putin has massively misjudged the difficulty of invading Ukraine. Do you think that's really why we're seeing these pledges to withdraw, to sort of save face for the fact that actually the military campaign is failing?
Well, this could be a likely cause of that situation. This is really a strange situation. I mean, even if he misjudged the state of his armed forces, this campaign looks strange in a hindsight. I mean, trying to achieve lots of objectives at the same time, dispersing their forces. This doesn't even look like a proper military planning, especially the northern part of the front next to Kiev.
Poland's deputy foreign minister says there's a certainty that Vladimir Putin would like to attack Poland. Do you agree with that?
If he has an occasion, certainly we are very high on his list. The problem for him is that Poland is part of the NATO alliance, so attacking Poland would lead to invoking the Article 5 of the Washington Treaty, so basically the collective response from the alliance. He would like to take Poland away, because Poland is very critical, in providing assistance to Ukraine, both humanitarian but also in providing other forms of assistance, including military material assistance. However, he cannot just attack Poland because, again, I mean, that would be a massive scale conflict involving the entire West.
Poland has been keen for Ukraine to join NATO, but even President Zelensky has said that's not something he's pursuing any longer. Has Russia won at least that concession from Ukraine?
Well, in principle, all allies agree that we should keep the door open, but this is not a secret that there hasn't been a consensus within the alliance on the prospects in practical steps for countries like Ukraine. So indeed, one could say that Ukraine feels discouraged, and there are grounds for such an assessment, but this is a decision to be made by Ukraine.
Poland's deputy prime minister last week raised the prospect of a NATO peacekeeping mission in Ukraine. That hasn't happened yet, but do you support the idea of a NATO peacekeeping mission entering Ukraine?
Well, following the announcements of the Polish government, including the statements of my president at the recent NATO summit, we have tabled a number of proposals to all of the allies. Those proposals include taking a possibly more proactive stance towards the crisis, because, of course, we have to be prudent in order not to get directly involved. But at the same time, we have to provide assistance to Ukraine. And also, we have to create more dilemmas and more costs for Vladimir Putin and his regime as they continue aggression on Ukraine. Those steps include, also planning different scenarios if Russia continues to attack Ukraine, if Russia continues to cause humanitarian crisis, if Russia continues to attack civilians. This is our obligation to think of different scenarios. And indeed, within NATO, we're trying to push for different initiatives of that kind.
And what's the likelihood of those different initiatives, like the ones you described, actually happening? Is a political consensus growing around that?
we are working on different elements of those initiatives right now at the NATO HQ, so I wouldn't like to disclose details.
Poland is bearing the brunt of more than 3 million refugees who fled the violence. Most of them are women, of course. How much longer can Poland cope with the influx of people?
Well, so far, we assess that we have been able to manage. First of all, the people of Poland have stepped up and their assistance. They've been taking refugees to their homes. It's been NGOs, churches, but it's also the state, the government, who's also supported individual people and those organizations in their assistance to Ukrainians. So we, of course, are looking to other countries helping us in continuing that support. But so far, we have been able to manage the situation. This is an extraordinary situation indeed, because we've got altogether, indeed, between 2 and 3 million people who fled Ukraine on the Polish soil, and we've got no refugee camp that are known from other crises of that sort. Those people have been sort of integrated into the society. They've been absorbed by the society,
which is pretty remarkable. Over the weekend, US President Joe Biden traveled to Poland and visited American troops on NATO's eastern flank. Has Poland ever felt more supported by its NATO allies, or would you like to see more reinforcement, especially with managing the influx of refugees?
Well, I have to say there has been a solidarity of allies when it comes to the immediate reinforcement of the entire eastern flank of the alliance, including Poland. There's the 82nd U.S. Airborne Division that's deployed to my country, in addition to other U.S. troops that had been deployed earlier. There's a NATO allies air forces patrolling the sky over Poland together with the Polish Air Force. But we are looking forward to more sort of long-term strength and posture in the East, where allies together will be deterring possible further aggressions coming from Russia. When it comes to the humanitarian aspects, there's been a lot of pledges. Allies and partners from all over the world have been offering their support, and right now we are trying to look for ways how to integrate that support. So for instance, next Sunday, the president of the European Commission is traveling to Warsaw to meet with the president of Poland in order to organize a kind of a donor conference. So we are looking for ways how to integrate that support to the people of Ukraine.
Russian President Vladimir Putin has threatened to cut off a large part of Europe's gas supplies in retaliation against sweeping economic sanctions. Is this economic blackmail?
I think this is an economic blackmail, and this is something that Poland had been warning about for years, that an over-reliance on Russian gas creates a possibility of a Russian energy blackmail, basically using energy as a political tool. And indeed, this is what Russia is trying to do right now. However, I would assess that the capacity to execute that strategy is rather limited, because Russia has a limited ability to shift their supply of gas from coming from different sort of gas fields. So they just cannot, for instance, suddenly supply the same gas to China, which would otherwise flow to Europe. So I think in the case of Russia, a united approach is something that works. So if we, as Europe, as the West, approach Russia in a united way, also when it comes to the energy, Russia will not be able to blackmail us.
Poland's Prime Minister has announced the country will become independent of Russian oil and gas by the end of the year. That's the most radical plan in Europe to split from Russia. Are you disappointed your allies aren't acting as quickly to distance themselves from Russian exports?
Well, indeed, we would like to see more activity on that front. We think that I mean, well, a temporarily increased prices of energy is a price that we can all accept in order to avoid further escalation, to actually make Russia sort of walk back from this path of aggression. So indeed, Poland is trying to mobilize other allies and partners to take similar steps.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
And joining us there is Tomasz Szatkowski, who's Poland's ambassador to NATO. You're listening to ABC RM Breakfast.